Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
I had to hook up all the audio, so it wouldn't have been worth recording it anyways.
Okay.
And now I don't even know if I'm going to leave that in there, because I really don't feel like putting it in a beep for the F-bomb that dropped in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah. You know what? You cuss so much, it's like I don't even notice.
I know.
That's, well, we both do.
Yeah, that's kind of like the whole point of it, right? I mean, we tell Lucas, our son, that they're, you know, grown-up words, not bad words, because, I mean, technically, like, kind of like Thor said, all words are made up, so
yep.
It's not until someone gives them a bad intent that they're technically bad, in my mind.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Cool. Well, anyways, as I'm sitting here checking all these awful freaking messages and turning off the Jawa that keeps talking, I guess we could go ahead and throw up our intro video, guys. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre, the entertainment everything podcast here on the Genreverse Podcast Network and LRN YouTube channel, brought to you by the good folks over at Grow Generation, where the pros do indeed go to grow. And we talk about everything here, guys. Star Wars, Marvel, Twitter, whatever's going on in the entertainment world. I'm Kyle Malone. This is my wife, Christine.
Hello.
And please do follow us on whatever audio podcast you're listening app you're listening on, as well as hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Check out LRMonline.com and genreverse.com every day for all of you guys' entertainment news, needs, and opinions. I remember once I wanted to, and I even had videos where all of that was said, right? And I could just play it, and I was like, that's kind of lazy, and I like kind of like cold opens and things like that, and so it's changed.
Considering how much you say, I'd have to have it all written down, and I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and read this.
I used to.
I would forget it all the time. I don't think I'd ever get used to it. It's a lot.
Every time we add a podcast or another section to the website or whatever, I have to.
Yeah, something new and fresh, and you got to remember to say it.
And I used to have to write it down, but it's all fun now. Now, you know, we missed yesterday. Not too big a deal. I was dealing with a lot of narcolepsy issues all day long, and Nick and I did not get to record Marvel Multiverse Mayhem, which we're reviewing Spider-Man 1.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys saw me roll my eyes. I'm sorry. It just doesn't hold up.
Yeah, I mean, it's, some things don't age well, and you know, and it depends on the person on whether or not they like it, even if it doesn't age well. Because you know, some people are like, well, I kind of like how cheesy it is. You know,
And don't get me
work for you.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I appreciate like what it did and what it meant, and we wouldn't get a lot of the movies where we have them now if Raimi hadn't said, what if Spider-Man was real, you know, and tried to kind of make it more grounded, despite the Power Ranger the villain outfit Green Goblin had, which, if you kind of think about it, in reality. We would emulate the villainry we saw in entertainment, so it kind of makes sense that someone going batshit nuts would dress up like a Power Ranger villain, because that's what would be available.
Yeah.
Even though they tried to make it out like the suit was a high-tech thing. Anyways. Nick and I should hopefully be recording that today. For you guys, hopefully later tonight, if not, tomorrow. What's up with you?
Not much. Same old, same old.
What'd you watch yesterday? Something new. Sex Education.
Yeah, I started watching that. It was on the list.
Oh, I was going to help you out with that since you were talking.
Yeah, it was it was on the list of stuff that I wanted to watch for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just there's so many things to watch. Life gets busy, so it's like, okay, eventually I'll watch it. But now it's like season 3 is out, and I'm like, get your shit together. Go ahead and watch it. And that's the thing. It's like I'm constantly playing catch up, and I think a lot of people are. But yeah, I'm liking it. I want to watch more. And
did you finish the first season?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
I think I'm on episode 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd seen it several times and thought to myself, oh, that looks like Charlie Bartlett for sex. Yeah, for those that might not have seen that movie, Charlie Bartlett starred Anton Yelchin. Did I say it right?
I have no idea, but we'll go with it.
The guy that played Nuclear Vessels in the Abrams Star Trek. Mm-hmm. He's a kid that's dealing with behavioral health issues and learns to manipulate his doc to get meds and then proceeds to give psychological help to his students. Robert Downey Jr.'s in it. Kat Dennings is in it. It's good, fun movie.
The difference is... what's his face? Yeah, Otis is not popular.
Yeah.
You just said the name.
Charlie Bartlett.
Thank you. Charlie is popular. He becomes popular. Yeah. And, you know, people, you know, love him. He's huge in the school. But yeah, I'm not getting that here just yet. Obviously, I don't know everything because there are 3 seasons. And I'm just on episode 5, so I'll see more of it. But yeah, it's not like he's the center of the school.
No,
and,
just
yeah.
in the idea that
he's he will giving start advice, giving
advice based on his own either personal experience or treatment with his mom being the sex therapist. That's what I'm
well,
getting
he
at.
Has,
yeah.
He has zero experience.
He does. But he's getting he's doing the whole advice thing, and I'm sure it's going to come
learning.
To bite him in the ass and in some legal way and in some future thing, because that's just kind of how those stories usually play out, like they did in that one movie.
Charlie Bartlett.
Yeah.
I know, we're both forgetting. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, it looked funny. It was just one of those things where it's like, given the modern day and while I have no issue with adult topics or straight up adult rated videos to each their own, it's kind of like the horror series aspect. It's like I could see this being good and funny, but could I watch 4 or 5 hours of it? And that's kind of why I've not watched it. And
okay.
Just afraid that I might be bombarded with too much bathroom humor, and it's like it's great when it's in a hour and a half format, but
it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
you should give it a try, because I mean it's high school stuff, and
high school
I think
never ends.
So I know it's like we're not in high school, but mm-hmm. I mean it doesn't have that. It's set in high school, but it doesn't have that. No offense, but that CW young adult teen type feeling.
All the offenses.
Yeah. Yeah, hate to throw that out there. It works well, and it doesn't make me feel old.
Mm-hmm.
And where it's like, oh yeah, this is, you know, that kind of feeling that you get like when you're like, oh yeah, I'm, you know, in my 20s, close to it, but then it's like you see what 20-year-olds are like, you're like, no, I'm in my 30s and I'm okay with it. It's fine. Yeah.
My man. You're one of those almost right smack in the middle of our generation. I think like 1990, 91 is like the middle, but you're 88. And
yeah.
So you kind of get to you're not too, neither one of us are too far removed from high school where we can't remember what it was like dealing with legit sex ed in school, let alone sex ed from our friends and sex ed from personal experience. And I'm not going to get into everyone's details on the interwebs, but it's a universal thing. Everyone essentially, and we're speaking in generalities, common, the majority of humans deals with sexual attraction, the funny feelings inside, and
learning different things, mm-hmm. learning how to cope with certain things,
dealing with various different types of parents, because you might have a friend whose parents are super neat, clean, even uptight. Let's just call it uptight.
Little bit.
But then you'll have another friend whose parents are barely home. They could do almost anything they want. Now, my parents are usually home. I mean, well,
you
pretty much
could do whatever you want.
I could do, but that's because I didn't get caught doing bad things.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, that was the appealing part of it, is like, even in the trailer, there's certain lines, and I saw it a while ago, and I've seen clips since, but I could be like, yeah, I can remember thinking that or hearing conversations like that, but like I said, it's like, is it a series, or would I prefer it in a movie?
I like the series part of it, and yeah, I mean, it is something that, like, obviously, I don't relate to it now, but it's like, oh yeah, I remember back then, and and it feels like, you know, it kind of hits the past, and I've been enjoying it, and yeah, although I don't know anyone who had like parents like Otis, like his mom, mm-hmm. But you know, there's still like different types of people, different family backgrounds, and I feel so bad for the character Adam, because he's got such a shit father. So, you know, and that's like one of the things I'm hoping to see more of him grow, and, you know, because it's like you're already on a bad path in your dad's eyes. You know, you I won't say what exactly he did, but he did something bad. Everyone hates him for it. He had been struggling with something that he got advice from Otis, but took it wrong, and that was the bad thing. Yeah. And then bad grades, and you're just hearing this dad just yell at him and scream at him all the time, and it's just like, you're a bad parent. Like, he can't even get a single word in to explain, because, like, the dog goes missing, their family dog goes missing, and it's not his fault. But he can't get that out because his dad won't ever shut the hell up. Mm-hmm. So at least, like, you know, my dad was strict, but he listened to me. So it's like, he just like, oh man, I feel for you. Yeah, you're an a-hole, but hoping that changes.
Oh, man. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing that can drag those types of series down is the drama side of it, because high school never ends. In 17 years of the army, it was still a high school of popular kids versus unpopular kids, pretty kids versus unpretty kids. That's your popularity is the same, but pretty is like PT studs versus non PT studs and things like that. I mean,
and I'm sure college is a lot like that too, bit, you know. But yeah, even outside of the military, outside of college, I'm sure there's still examples to where it's like, you know,
everyone, a different type of hierarchy.
Everyone I
know says the same thing. High school doesn't end. That's why we like visiting shows like that. That's why all of us adults here we are, you know, 10, 15, 20, oh god, almost 20 years removed from high school, and we could all still pop on Van Wilder, or fuck it, go back even further, something like a Porky's or not Bachelor Party, Animal House, and all those like teen movies, and we can enjoy them and get kicks out of it, and it's a lot of fun.
Although it is different because now, like, I remember, like, we had even talked about it before I even started watching the show. Like, we were talking about the differences of, like, being a kid and being an adult, and how, you know, being an adult is really hard. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but you get to have stuff like cake for breakfast. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's like, like my mom dictated a lot of, like, no, you can't have that for breakfast, but here, have some pancakes with sugary syrup all over. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just going to drown it.
This bowl of Rice Krispies with four tablespoons of table sugar added to it for.
Yeah. Although one time, like, my brother and I were like, you want to have garlic bread for breakfast? And my mom was like, sure, whatever. Just do it. So it wasn't too bad, but yeah, it's obvious you couldn't like have cupcakes for breakfast and
being
so a little more freedom.
Being an adult has its pluses. Yeah. I guess we could carry on to a little thing that I do want to talk about today. The Disney Plus Latin America Twitter account kind of came out and stirred up some controversy. So for those that might be social media illiterate like myself, I learned yesterday that this Twitter trend, or maybe it's a whole social media trend of saying something, that putting a quote up that's a red flag, where if someone says this, hey, warning, you should be, you know, suspect of them. And the Disney Plus LA official to Twitter tweeted out something in Spanish, and we hit Google Translate for those that can't use their Latin-based English to deduce what. I'm not going to try to pronounce it because of the stutter, but the latest Star Wars trilogy is the best. Red flag. Oh my God, did they start some crap. Dude, people are mad.
And some people are supporting, obviously. You're always going to get both.
This ratio. 53,000 likes to 9,000 quote tweets, which I'm guessing there's quite a few people posting, ha-ha, laugh. We could even check here in a second, retweets. But yeah, let's look at a few comments. Of course, nobody go on here and mess with anyone that you agree with or disagree with. This is a public forum. I'm not here to encourage any type of harassment. But this right here, that's kind of a funny thing. Hope you get fired for this one. Possible, but Jorge in Espanol. It reminds me of first off the Spanish classroom in high school, but number two, the C-3PO sketch from Robot Chicken.
Oh God, yeah, and he keeps screaming at him like
with the Ithorian. I think it was an Ithorian Spanish teacher, but
yeah.
Dawn here, Raylo Dawn, made a huge mistake talking about things being a huge mistake about the demographics on who's spending money on Disney Star Wars products. Okay, sure, there are people spending money on Disney's Star Wars products, and you know, they might be making a line towards youth, maybe a line towards Hispanics, Spanish speaking peoples. Regardless, they're not selling a lot of toys, no matter what group is buying them.
Yeah, people in the comments were saying that
they go into it, and like I said, I don't want to do too much stuff, but look, we get into a bunch of Spanish ones and you know, but what do you say? The last trilogy is where there have been more complaints, but of course, how it is that you have done is the best. And I think if I'm trying to look at the Spanish a little bit more here, I'm guessing kind of what they're getting at is you're saying something ridiculous, especially since it's with your company, I'm guessing, or your group. But there are more complaints, but you know, way to go. You're not supposed to call out your own company, basically. It's kind of what I'm getting from that. Yeah, it's just it's this funny thing. Oh, this was funny because there was another Spanish tweet talking about the Last Skywalker coming out, a big I think it's generational event. People were talking about that was language being used throughout all sorts of stuff. So, what do you think, Christine, about the fact that this is been up for two days, so Disney obviously is not making them take this down.
Yeah.
I don't want to do too much Cantina talk, because on the Cantina tomorrow, Cam and I will definitely be chit-chatting about this some more, but I don't know. What do you think about all this, Christine?
I don't know. I do find it hilarious. Yeah, I don't know, because it's so weird, because, I mean, it is... They're still part of Disney Plus, and it's still up, and it's still being talked about. So it's like, is Disney going to make them take it down? I don't know.
Think so.
At this point, it's probably not, but I gotta laugh.
The most I could see them doing is locking it to where there's no more liking or replying.
Yeah,
but regardless, like I said, we can look at some of these quote tweets. Based to Disney, holy shit, ain't no way in heck. He just why do it that way? How the actual tweeted this? Just Revenge of the Sith is garbage. Why are I will use Latin Americans the most based people, since the overwhelming majority seem to want to use either Latina or Latina based on their culturally gendered language, I guess you would say. So I'll use Latin Americans because several have asked to use that. And if you prefer something else, let me know and I'll refer to you that directly. Translates to the latest Star Wars trilogy is the best. The admin is so gonna get fired. So even there, like I said, you could see just right off the bat, just checking out the quote tweets, that a lot of the quote tweets are gonna be in support of the same thing. That if you like the sequel trilogy, that's a red flag. But regardless, here's one thing, guys: 53,000 likes is still a drop in the fucking bucket. Like this doesn't. Yes, it's a sign that. It is only a sign that it is a divisive topic, but it's not a sign that the majority of any group is behind or against this tweet. Because the simple fact is, there are hundreds of millions, if not potentially billions, of Star Wars fans across the planet. So 53,000, 150,000, 550,000. Hearts on a tweet ultimately doesn't mean jack fucking shit.
True. And considering how many Spanish-speaking countries there are in the world, yeah, that's still really low.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Even if all 50,000 were from just the United States. Hell, that's if all 50,000 were just from the state of let's say, Texas. It's still a drop in the bucket. So the sequel haters, yeah, guys, there's a lot of people that hate it. The sequel lovers, yeah, guys, there's a lot of people that love it. Yeah. That's the whole thing. But it does seem for certain that there are less people that actually love it. A whole lot of people that like different aspects, and then myself. Of course a group of people that hate it.
Yeah,
it's I don't think the extremes of love or the extremes of hate are the largest groups. I think the overwhelming majority of Star Wars fans that aren't like little kids just into like you know, people into lore and story and all that, the overwhelming majority of them I think have various issues with the sequel trilogy.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mixed feeling, you know. It's like, I like this part, I don't like this part. Because, like, for me, if I watch this Star Wars trilogy, you know, there's going to be chapters that I skip. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just, you know, me, where it's like, ah, it's not worth watching again. So, but there are parts that I do enjoy, so.
Well, you know what I enjoy? Taking quick breaks so we can talk to our sponsors over at Grow Generation. God, I love it when segues just work so great like that. Guys, please take it away.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. For all of your cultivation needs, Grow Generation has the right products, service, and staff to make your grow successful. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
It worked. Thank you, Grow Generation, for sponsoring the show. Everyone, please do check them out. Like I said, yes, there's certain things that they are geared towards helping people grow, but definitely check them out for all sorts of home and indoor, outdoor. And even, I think they said commercial. I don't really cover commercial stuff too much, but there are commercial things there as well. So yeah, check it out. There was one other small story I kind of wanted to touch on today, and that deals with the upcoming Eternals movie and Kit Harington's Black Knight character. We should say that this this is a potential spoiler if you know absolutely nothing, and I mean, like, you're going into this and you want to know nothing. Okay, these are the producers came out and said this. I think they're trying to temper expectations. Mm. So if you want to know absolutely nothing, even though it's going to be all over the general public because it's not a leak. Come back, check the timestamps down below, and then yeah, if not, here we go, guys. Kit Harington will not be getting the title of Black Knight or the Ebony Blade in the Eternals. In a interview with comicbook.com, producer of the show, Dane Whitman, tells us you won't see the Ebony Blade in this movie. Moore said he's not going to be Black Knight necessarily, but that is something that we get to play with down the road. Christine, you were a fan of Game of Thrones. I know. Yes. Some people assumed that maybe Harrington would be heading over to the galaxy far, far away when D&D were supposed to do a trilogy of films over there. I think it was a trilogy, and that fell apart. And then we get word that he's going to actually be joining the MCU. Are you disappointed he won't be a superhero this time?
I'm not disappointed.
Tell us a little bit about, like, how little you know about the Eternals, as well as how little I know. Don't tell them how little. I can already tell them how little I know. But, like, what is it like seeing something like this where you don't actually know a lot, but you've heard the name, mm-hmm. Black Knight, right? You knew that was the character he was supposed to be playing before.
Yes,
this,
already
right?
Knew that.
So now that this is kind of pulled out from just in this case, casual MC Marvel knower, does that change your, like?
No, I'm still interested. For me, it's just kind of like, maybe it's like, is it a not yet?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Then that they fine. Play with it down the road.
Don't rush, because you'll make things sloppy. So if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work right now. So I'm fine with that. I was fine with just when I first watched the trailer and I saw him. Mm-hmm. Be fine if he was just, you know, your average Joe. Like, I don't. He doesn't have to be someone big. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as Kit Harington goes, like, as far the characters that he's playing. Mm-hmm. So for me, you know, it's just like, okay, that's fine. We'll wait. I don't mind waiting.
And the only reason I posed the question to you like that is, this movie, unlike Guardians of the Galaxy, which did have names that were known, Pratt was relatively unknown, but big for Parks and Rec and a few other things. Zoe Saldana, of course, was already a big name, having been in Avatar, amongst other things. And Bradley Cooper was making a name for himself. And but Eternals, dude, it's nothing but big names. Yeah. Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek. Crap, I just had his name. Fuck.
Look it up.
I can't. God damn it.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but yeah, I don't remember his name.
Thank you.
Yeah,
he's also a big name than Kit Harington. So I was kind of wondering, with people expecting, like I said, I think this is like a tempering of expectations. I was just kind of curious if that had an effect, because to me, it kind of, I'm kind of glad they came out and said this, because if I was going into this expecting us to get something pretty heavy handed, if not outright at the end of the day, he's getting the blade or some shit. But and if I hadn't seen it, if they had not even mention, I don't know what they're gonna do with it, but you know, I think some people could be upset and be like, are you wasting him? Because like,
I don't think that. It's just, it probably wouldn't feel right. You know, it's just like a little too rushed.
Yeah.
So
no, only reason why is what Cam says, which is in the article on LRMonline.com. It's hard to envision any future yet for Eternals characters until fans see the movie. And that's 100% true. But what's more true is that I can't see a bunch of movies featuring Jolie and Hayek. You know, I can see a bunch of movies featuring Harrington. And so some of the other casts that are lesser knowns. And I don't know all the characters' names and stutter and stuff, so that's why I'm not trying to pronounce the things, but all of them have various levels that aren't those huge names there, have various levels of fame, and you can kind of see them tagging into other teams, other movies. But I mean, do you think, can you see Jolie being a major player in the MCU for the next 5, 10 years?
No. I kind of get this feeling, because like how they had the trailer start out was, you don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. They've been in the shadows. They have one job, and this job that they're doing next, you know, they're getting permission to do that. Mm-hmm. And then once it's done, I'm pretty sure we're not going to see them for a while. So I think that's very fitting. You know, I don't think it's like, let's have an Eternals 2 and 3 and 4 and, you know, I'm not expecting that. I'm expecting them to, you know, save the day and go away.
Yeah, do their job, go home.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. I guess. Yeah. I guess, you know what? It is Thursday and we got two appointments today, so I guess we could kind of wrap things up. Tomorrow, Christine and I saw the new Scream trailer, and we, as I teased last week, we're going to be talking about some slasher flicks and Scream itself. So that kind of lines up great. Barring any issues, we'll be doing Friday Frights tomorrow for you guys. With that, make sure you guys are checking out, I guess, you know what, since it's easier now, go ahead and check out LRM and LRM online.com and genreverse.com every day. Look, guys, a lot of really great things here. Stories out the ass, interviews out the ass, and podcasts out the ass. So if you like shit out the ass, which is usually how people prefer to shit, this is the place for you.
Oh my God.
That was awesome, right? Our YouTube channel, if I can get to it, because that's just general YouTube. Our YouTube channel has a lot of great things, including that awesome trailer that I made. Thanks to Toby and My Day at the Races for the music. All those great interviews and the podcasts do go up here as well. And the podcast network, guys, wherever you get your podcast from. Daily Cup of Genre, The Cantina, Marvel, Multiverse Mayhem, Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, and the Vision of Escaflowne on Animeversal Reviews this weekend. So yeah, check all of that out. There's social media information down below for myself and the websites and channel, all that good stuff. Christine, got anything else you want to say, put out, talk about? Put
no.
Out? Ha, Mio only.
Yeah. there's nothing new going on with us right now, except for what you just talked about. So, we're not going to be doing the No Mercy podcast until Cobra Kai comes out. Yeah, but,
can't wait.
Me as well. I'm very excited. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So.
Cool, guys. Well, with that, thank you so much for tuning in today. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.